This is SB Nation Radio, coming to you live from the site of the Army-Navy game in Baltimore and brought to you by USAA. Here's your host, Will Pelagic.
Back here in Baltimore at the Baltimore Convention Center, it's the 117th Army-Navy game here on SB Nation Radio. We thank the folks at USAA for hosting us, and we'll get into more of that here coming up here. But I want to get to our next guest here really quickly. You talk about a guy who really exemplifies the spirit of the Army and the Navy, the coveted Green Beret, of course, former Texas long snapper and NFL long snapper as well. Nate Boyer joins us here at our table here on SB Nation Radio. It's good to see you.
You too, Will. Appreciate you having me, man. We talked before on the radio once or twice, but yes. It's cool to meet you face-to-face.
It's very, very good. Of course, the relationship with the Ryan Leaf show, certainly a big part of that. But I know that you didn't necessarily play in this game, but what about this game makes it so special?
I mean, just first of all, in college football in general, something that separates it from the NFL is the traditions, right? And this tradition and what this game stands for, probably more than any, just it has a real special place in America. And it's awesome to understand and to see, you know, these guys are going to go very shortly, some of them, you know, like later this year, or next year, I should say, overseas, you know, and fight for our freedom. And while they're playing against each other on the gridiron here on the football field, you know, on the battlefield, they embrace one another. I had a lot of missions when I was in the Special Forces in the Army. There, I worked with the Navy, you know, and it's like there's that healthy rivalry and, you know, the rib jabs and all that stuff. But, you know, you really love each other at the end of the day. But you see the passion, too. Last year was my first time being at this game and how much it hurt the Army players to be so close after 13 years. The head coach was, you know, in tears on the field because he felt so bad, and they almost pulled it out and not quite. It means so much to the kids, too, to the players. I shouldn't call them kids or men, you know what I mean? But it's a special experience. If you've never done it, you got to find a way to get out here sometime.
It's my first time, and having covered bowl games and all these kind of things, it feels almost like a secondary bowl game for a lot of these teams. And the thing that's great about these two teams this year is they are both bowl eligible. They're both going to a bowl this year, so this is kind of a little extra right. Cherry on the top for them.
Yeah, definitely. But I'll tell you this, man, I've been to a lot of bowl games. I've been to a lot of BCS games. I've been to national championships.
No one does it like this.
It's different. It's just different. Yeah, it's so special. Like the feeling you have, you feel it in your core. You're moved. Everything that happens just like moves you, you know.
And I'm waiting for the march tomorrow. That's
so cool. Yeah. That's incredible. Being out on the field pregame, where all the cadets file into the stands, and it's so professional. Everyone looks so sharp. And it means, you know, they're so proud, and it means so much to them. And then just how loud they are the entire game, even if it's not as exciting as a game last year. I hope it is. That game was unbelievable last year, but the place is just electric.
Of course, we're talking with Nate Boyer, the former Green Beret, and, of course, veteran of our armed forces, and joining us on SB Nation Radio and SBNationRadio.com. You know, your time in college followed, of course, your time in the Army, very, very atypical, and I'm sure you could speak to how atypical of a college football experience it is to be in the Corps of Cadets or in the midshipmen of the Navy, just because of the fact that not only do you have to balance all your basic training and all of your other duties, but you also have to go out there and play football every weekend.
Yeah, and these guys, I mean, you don't have the 320-pound offensive linemen at these schools either. You can't. You have different standards and requirements that you have to meet. So just to compete at the level that they are right now, especially, I hate to say this, but especially the Navy, is unbelievable. You know what I mean? Because all these guys obviously made a choice to go serve. And many of them maybe were NFL prospects. And I'm not really sure if I can speak to the numbers on that. But I know a lot of them were not. They're not recruited by as big of schools, you know. And then they go out there and they beat Houston, and they go 9-3, and they're ranked in the top 25. Seems like every year now for the last few years, and it's incredibly impressive, and it just speaks to how they play, how these cadets play the game, and the Army now too. It's for them to come back and have a great season, like you said, become bowl eligible. The only way for them to do it is 11-1. You know, playing for the man on your left and right, just like you will on the battlefield, fighting for the man on your left and right. If you don't have that concept and that camaraderie and love for each other and really wanting to to stay in your lane, do your job so that the man next to you is successful, you're not going to win. And that's why these guys are successful. That's why they beat these bigger schools sometimes, because of that, because they play with that mindset.
Former NFL and collegiate long snapper Nate Boyer, of course, the Green Beret, joining us on SB Nation Radio. We're at the Army-Navy game. I don't want to make you leave yet before I at least let you plug your organization, the MVP organization, which is doing fantastic works with vets and players. And you and Jay Glazer have really been a big, big part of that, along with Ryan Leaf, who's on our network as well. You guys are doing a very, very great service for folks who are out there who are coming back from overseas and needing that identity and that camaraderie that they've lost from that particular experience.
Yeah, finding purpose again once the uniform comes off, whether it's a football uniform or a camouflage uniform. You know, the similarities, that common bond, and the mutual respect between the two groups is kind of unmatched, I think, at least with any other sport. You know, maybe some of the, yeah, I don't know, I don't think I can think of another one that has that physicality in nature. Maybe hockey, you know, where the physicality in nature, but also that love for one another in the locker room. And then we have that same camaraderie in the team room, the military. And when the uniform comes off and you don't have that purpose anymore and you feel like you may never do something as important as what you did before, it can be daunting, and it's tough, you know. And Ryan Leaf is someone who could really speak to that. He had so many struggles, you know, he's been through so much. But at the same time, he's found his way out of it. He's doing amazing things now, and he's using those scars to do something positive, you know what I mean? And a lot of these soldiers and veterans have the same thing, whether it's survival guilt or maybe some things happened overseas that you may not be proud of, or, you know, physical wounds, whatever. Be proud in a sense of all that stuff, because you survived it, you got through it, and you can use it to help people moving forward, you know. And that's what we're doing with MVP. And, you know, that quick story, I don't know if you already talked to your listeners about that, but, you know, just the other night we had one of our veterans, one of our Navy veterans, who was struggling. He was in a tough spot, and he kind of fell back into a rut. And, you know, his phone was off, no contact, whatever. And Ryan and another one of our Marine veterans, who's a friend of this guy, went over to the VA housing where he was staying in the middle of the night and tracked him down and found him. And I met with this guy two days ago and talked to him about that, you know, that experience, and checked in on him to make sure he was okay. And he was like, man, I heard that knock on my door, and I just knew it was Ryan. He's like, I don't know what it was. I just knew he was here for me. And I opened the door, and it was like, you know, it was like an angel. It's what I needed. It could have been somebody else that could have helped me. Yes. But he's like, I don't know, something about that bond that we'd sort of made. And I was so happy for him to be there and help me out of that thing. And, you know, we're still, so many of us are still struggling, vets, players, all of us, finding purpose, that next mission, you know, what can we do? And the best way to attack any of these challenges is to come together for one another, you know, build that team up again, that camaraderie and network and family, and be there for one another, help one another. You know, the best way to take away your own pain is to try to alleviate somebody else's. And that was a great example of that. So I'm so happy to have Ryan on board and MVP. Go to vetsandplayers.org. And help us out if you can. We'd love it.
Real quick, I got 20 seconds. You got a pick for the game tomorrow?
Army, man. 14-year drought. This year, the Cubs break the curse. I think it's Army's time, man. Last year, we were so close. And this year, they're a better team. Not the Navy, necessarily. Better team than they were last year. So I think they got it.
Thank you.